This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, man, I can't tell you how many people are traveling to Mexico. They're going to go to Mexico this Christmas, and you could get a fantastic deal on a vacation to go to Mexico. Where I live in Las Vegas, I could get to Puerto Vallarta in about three and a half hours. So, I mean, it's even quicker for me to go to Puerto Vallarta than Hawaii. It's cheaper. I haven't gone to Mexico recently because I am a little concerned about COVID rules and, you know, will I be able to get back into the country? I did cancel our Bahamas cruise that we were going to take with my son and his girlfriend in the next couple weeks. One is because I had surgery, but two is I was like, I just don't want to be stranded and stuck on a ship. And I know some of my family members are like, oh, you're just being paranoid about it. That's not going to happen. And I go, I just have an idea that there's going to be some more rules, that something's going to happen in November and December, and there's going to be, again, some more rules when it comes to travel. Well, yeah, we do have some more rules. And they don't sound that bad. They don't sound that restrictive, but you really need to read the fine line and make sure you have a backup plan. Because you could find yourself stranded and stuck in the country you are going to. And a lot of people take a cruise. A lot of people go down to Mexico. So I know some of you are thinking, international, well, I'm not going to Paris. Yeah, but if you're going to the Caribbean, if you're going, you know, if you're going to Canada. So according to the new regulations, if you're vaccinated, rather than showing a test within 2 to 3 days, you need to show a test within 1 day of departure. So, I know in my neck of the woods where I could go for a COVID test. I don't necessarily know where to go if I'm in Cancun or Puerto Vallarta. I don't know. And apparently, if you want to get back home, yeah, in America, if you want to get back home, you are going to have a test that's done within 24 hours. Now, hold on one second. This is, they say, here's the quote. If you plan to travel internationally, you will need to get a COVID-19 viral test, regardless of your vaccination status or citizenship, no more than 1 day before you travel by air into the United States, which means, I guess, migrants and coming across the border and driving. I'm not sure how that works. They say you must show your negative result to the airline before you board your flight. Now, there's one option you have. Let's say you had COVID and you're still showing positive. They say as long as you have a doctor's note and that doctor's note will cover you and say you're completely clear, this would be a positive test you had within the last 90 days. They will use that note. So if I were you, because I've got to tell you something. On a day of departure, there's a lot going on. You're packing up. You're trying to find your passport. You're trying to get to the, you know, you're trying to either Uber or your rental car. You're trying to get to the airlines. Okay, there's a lot going on, and that's a small window to get a test. It's obviously going to be a rapid test. Get the result back. Have it in your hand to travel. You guys might, if any of you have had COVID, you might want to consider getting that doctor's note. Now, I know doctors are like, oh, God, Dahlia, please don't do this to us. Look, listen, I know it's a pain in the ass. I get it. But I think we're going to have millions of Americans think that they're going to be fine. They've been vaccinated. People are under this la-la land that I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. I don't spread COVID. I can't get COVID. The government said all I had to do was get the vaccine and I'd be good. So I think we have a lot of people who are going to get stuck. They're going to get stranded. And then what they're going to do is they're going to call you on Christmas. They're going to call you. Your answering service is going to be flooded going, doctor, I need a note. I'm stranded in Mexico. I'm stranded in wherever. So if you have COVID and you fear that you're going to trigger the test to be positive and it's been within the 90 days, you might want to get that note from the doctor. You might also want to plan what happens if the airline won't let you on. You won't be able to call somebody from the State Department on Christmas Eve or, I don't know, the day after Christmas saying they won't let me get on the plane, they won't let me come back. My guess is there's going to be a long hold. My guess is there's going to be millions of others in your same situation. So do you guys have a plan? Do you have a plan if you don't test negative? Oh, I'm not going to test negative, Dahlia, because I am vaccinated. I'm telling you right now, you can test positive when you're vaccinated, okay? Some of you have asked, should I test now just to see if I'm testing positive? You could. I think that's a good idea, because if you did test positive, you'll know you might be in trouble. But if you're going on vacation and you're going to be there a week, who knows what you're going to be exposed to? And it really stinks because I don't like these arbitrary rules messing with our travel, messing with our holiday season. I don't like that. I think these rules are arbitrary. I get that we don't want to bring COVID back in. I get that we're trying to keep another strain that may be highly infectious causing hospitalizations. And I know the data has been kind of mixed because most of the American cases have been mild. But I really fear Americans being stranded in other countries and not able to come back. I mean, we still have Americans stranded in Afghanistan. What's happening to get them out? So if you have a positive COVID test and you're stranded, I don't think the Navy SEALs or anybody, I don't think you could really rely on somebody coming to rescue you and get you back. So have a plan. Do you want to let your vaccinated family go? Do you have a place to stay? Do you have extra money? Because if you don't test positive and you don't have a doctor's note and a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, just think this through. 1-877-DOCTORS.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I get that people can be in shock. I get that I have never killed somebody. I've never accidentally killed anybody. I couldn't even imagine what that could do traumatically to you. So when Alec Baldwin, and I'm not sure why he's doing an interview before all the court proceedings and before charges are filed and civil suits organized and all that, before any of this happens, maybe he thinks he's nipping in the bud, he goes on air and he has an interview with George Stephanopoulos. And he basically says that someone is responsible, but it's not him. George Stephanopoulos asked him about guilt, asked him about, the kind of the process of it. And remember yesterday, we had said that he had said that he never fired the gun. And I guess he had almost kind of described a scenario where he was given an actual cocked gun ready to go. And then it just went off. And so either he is in a lot of shock or a lot of denial. I think he's making some very big mistakes. I don't think he should have gone on air because I think lawyers are going to have a field day with this. But according to New York Post, he said, everything is at her direction, Baldwin said. I'm holding the gun where she told me to hold it, which ended up right below her armpit, which is what I was told. I don't know. Now, Stephanopoulos is friends with him, and he gave, obviously very easy, simple questions. Baldwin said, I would have never pointed a gun to anyone. He said, and pulled the trigger at them, never. He said, the bullet striking and killing that woman came out of the barrel of a gun pointed directly at her. Well, that's, of course, FBI agent Bobby Chachon. And meanwhile, Alec Baldwin has said he would have never done that, and he didn't do that. He obviously seemed visibly upset, but a very interesting comment he made is he said, she goes down, meaning Helena Hutchins. She goes down, I thought to myself, did she faint? The notion that there was a live round in the gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later. He said, no one could understand, did she have a heart attack? Now, I'm under the impression the gun went off, and he said, who gave me a hot gun? That was what first came out. The day one, what first came out was, this all happened, and he goes, who gave me a hot gun? I mean, he immediately yelled. He immediately was like, who did this? Who gave this to me? Who gave this to me? So obviously there was, some blame and some culpability shared immediately. He's saying he stood over her for 60 seconds, and she laid there kind of in shock. Now, this is according to People magazine. He said the actor stated he was staging the scene with Hutchins during a marking rehearsal when it happened. She says to me, hold the gun lower, go to your right. Okay, right there. All right, do that. Now show it a little bit lower. And she's getting me to position the gun. She's guiding me through how she wants me to hold the gun for this angle. I'm holding the gun where she told me to, which ended up being aimed right below her armpit. He said I didn't pull the trigger. But he cocked the gun, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun, and the gun goes off. I would never point the gun and pull the trigger. So I'm just very confused that he was over the body for 60 seconds. I am under the impression that the gun fired. She immediately falls. Her colleague catches her. She says that was no good. That was no good. She says she can't feel her legs. They call 911. She gets life flighted to a hospital and ends up not making it. The other director got shot as well. And I was under the impression this all happened within a matter of minutes. The way he's talking, and again, I have no idea if he's in shock, if he's in denial, or if this was the most incompetent emergency scene that I could have comprehended. He makes it sound like she gets shot. He's standing over the body for 60 seconds, thinking she's just lying there. Well, 60 seconds is a long time. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. I mean, we could sit here and count 60 seconds. If somebody's on the ground, you're like, are you okay? Helena, you okay? What's wrong? You would also probably by then, by maybe 5 seconds, see some blood. If you don't get a response, are you okay? Are you okay? You call 911. All that happens within 5 seconds. Where was 60, how did he have time 60 seconds? And what's even more just random and crazy is, How did he not know she was shot for 45 minutes to an hour? You were right there. In fact, there's a picture of her last moments where you see Alec Baldwin, you see her with the camera, you see the lighting specialist, you see the director. So you see the scene. It's not like he was in another room. Where's this 45 minutes to an hour? So I don't know if he's disassociating. And mind you, you could go through a reactive psychosis with something like this. I mean, you could be in such shock. But why would you go on national television and say something like that? And I mean, nobody's really covering it. Nobody's talking about it. But he's, you know, I've seen stages of grief. I've seen stages of shock. This obviously can fall within him. I just don't see somebody go on air and act like that's the gospel. This is what happened. I thought she fainted. I thought she might have had a heart attack, and I stood over her for 60 seconds. Okay, if you thought she had a heart attack, you move your butt. 2 seconds later, call 911, start administering CPR. So I don't get it. I mean, was he trying to be theatrical? Was he, you know, it's just odd. It's just, this whole thing is odd. And I'm very, very frustrated because I don't want somebody who doesn't understand first response and what to do or basic first aid to read this and go, oh, okay, somebody could just faint. You call 911. You get medical care right away. We found out that she didn't make it. Is Alec Baldwin telling us that medical care wasn't given? Is Alec Baldwin telling us that nobody called 911 for about 45 minutes to an hour? Is that what he's telling us? Did she die because somebody thought she fainted? And then you don't really leave somebody there for 60 seconds. And she wasn't in the room by herself. Was she in the room alone with Alec Baldwin? Did it look it? According to that one picture, it looked like there were multiple people involved. But, I mean, I'm telling you, for those of you that are novices to this whole thing, okay, and you might be reading this, you might be a big Alec Baldwin fan. A lot of people are. He's a good actor, has done a lot of amazing movies. But for the love of the Lord, please don't read his transcripts and think at all that's what you're supposed to do in an emergency. First of all, anybody handing you anything that looks like a gun, okay, you should have basic gun safety, all of us. Even if you never own a gun, you have to know how to manage a gun. You have to know how to manage a knife. You have to know how to manage a car. Everybody should know that if there's a gun, you assume it's loaded at all times. You never point it towards anybody. If you don't know what to do with it, you just don't touch the gun. You always examine it yourself. You don't trust anybody else. And you definitely don't do cross-draw or play around or whatever. I don't know what the heck is going on. Number two is if there is a bang and you think a weapon discharged, you immediately get low, you look for victims, and you call 911. If a victim is if there's somebody on the ground, let's say there was no gunshot fired. I can't even believe we have to sit here and specify this, but if you see somebody on the ground and they are not suntanning and they aren't responsive, you call 911 first and foremost. 911 will walk you through, check if they have a pulse, check if there's any bleeding. You don't sit there and think, oh, they must have fainted. Even a faint might require 911 attention if they fell, hit their head, fractured their skull, have a neck injury. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a lackluster jobs report that did not come close to meeting economists' expectations, President Biden says the U.S. economy is in much better shape than it was a year ago.
Our economy is markedly stronger than it was a year ago. And today, the incredible news that our unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%. At this point in the year, we're looking at the sharpest one-year decline in unemployment ever.
November had the lowest number of jobs created in 2021 at 210,000. Congress voted to prevent a partial government shutdown ahead of tonight's deadline. The bill will fund the federal agencies through the middle of February. President Biden is expected to sign it later on Friday. Lawmakers will now focus on keeping the nation from going into default. You're listening to USA Radio News. The new COVID variant is spreading to at least 5 states. Omicron was first reported in California and is now in Colorado, New York, Minnesota, and Hawaii. Experts are especially concerned because of the high number of mutations, but don't know yet how dangerous it is. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky joins ABC's Good Morning America and reminds us,
today we have 90,000 new cases of COVID-19 every day, and that about 99.9% of them continue to be Delta. So we can't lose sight of the fact that the vast majority of what we have here in the United States is Delta.
The latest round of talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal will end today. European and Iranian officials said the indirect talks between the United States and Iran will come to an end with the formal meeting in Vienna. Diplomats from Iran, France, Germany, Britain, China, and Russia reportedly hope to resume talks next week. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a plumber has discovered 500 envelopes full of cash and checks that were behind a loose toilet while workers were moving insulation out of a wall. What makes this interesting is it was at Lakewood Church, which I believe was owned by Joel Olstein. The plumber said he found money in a wall while he was doing work at the church November 10th. This came to light on a 100.3 radio show, The Bull. He said it was just unbelievable. And this was morning host, morning bullpen, George Lindsay, said the things he was telling us they find in walls. Lindsay was shocked when he listened to viewers, but says this one caller really took the segment over the edge. He said there was a loose toilet in the wall. We removed the tile. We went to go remove the toilet, and I moved some insulation away, and about 500 envelopes fell out of the wall, and I was like, oh, wow. The caller said the envelopes were full of cash and checks. I went ahead, contacted the maintenance supervisor that was there, and I turned it all in. We were like, what are you talking about? And they said, so then he relayed to us, in 2014, there was a big story about money being stolen from Lakewood Church that they never recovered. The Houston Police Department is still investigating this 7-year-old case involving the disappearance of $600,000. It's kind of unclear how the plumber discovered it, but the case raises a lot of questions. Now, at the time, they said, don't you want to know what happened? I mean, they stole the money. They didn't get it out of the wall. Did they have an accident? They said, and this is what Lindsay said, but there was a disappearance of about $600,000. Now, a representative from Lakewood Church acknowledged cash and checks were found at the facility during repairs years after a burglary that happened in 2014. At the time, the theft Crime Stoppers of Houston offered a $25,000 reward for information. Now we're being told that megachurch pastor Joel Osteen is questioned. So, according to Daily Mail, megachurch pastor Joel Osteen has been questioned by police after bags and bags of cash and checks were found in this Lakewood church. The plumber had worked, had called into a radio station just to kind of talk about, you know, I guess, you know, a typical plumber's day. But then some people are like, well, wait a second here. He was called into the church to fix a broken toilet. He said there was a loose toilet on the wall. We removed the tile and he found it. Now, Justin had told the radio show he was informed of the church's supervisors and was made to wait at the church for almost 7 hours after his discovery. But I guess in 2014, an employee had discovered the break-in on Monday morning following Lent. In addition to cash, the burglars took Lakewood Church's checks, deposit slips that listed parishioners' credit card information. Crime Stoppers offered this $25,000 reward. Now, donation funds are fully insured, so Lakewood Church did not lose out on the money at the time, but it was never found. At the time, the church had a weekly attendance of 43,500. Lakewood now sees about 52,000 attendees across multiple services, and its services are streamed worldwide. Osteen, I guess, proselytizes, you know, the word of God, spreads the prosperity gospel, they say, quote-unquote, and teaches wealth as a sign of God's favor. Now, Osteen is 58 years old. He is estimated to be worth $50 million. And the celebrity pastor recently returned $4.4 million in federal COVID relief loans his megachurch received from the government. So this is obviously very concerning. Now, I don't know exactly how long he's owned the church. According to the Houston Chronicle, Osteen's Lakewood Church repaid the money after the stadium-sized facility was widely condemned for accepting the PPP money back in 2020. A spokesman claimed at the time that they needed the loan because the church, which can hold 16,800 worshipers at a time, was unable to take weekly collections during COVID closures, which they used to pay 368 staff. That sparked an outcry because I guess Osteen has, that's obviously, you know, I'm kind of mixed on that. There were a lot of businesses that made a lot of money that used PPP funds, and I don't have a problem with them using PPP funds if that money did go to employees. That's how the PPP money was determined. You showed the payroll, and you had to show proof that you hired everybody back during the pandemic, or as soon as you could, and that the majority of the money went to them, went to the payroll, and a smaller part went to rent or operating expenses. So if he has 368 staff and the staff got the money, I'm okay with that. But when I hear somebody bought a Lamborghini, like this one guy, I think in California, come on. So PPP money was designed to keep people working because obviously there was going to be a whole slew of financial hardship from volume control and less people coming in and people concerned about the pandemic and all that. But if the government gave you money for payroll and you paid that payroll, I don't care how much money you have in the bank. That I think is fine. Unless they ran out of money and smaller business couldn't touch it because all the big businesses had accountants who were able to apply for it quicker, then that is a problem. But after an outcry, Osteen's wealth was once highlighted, and so they gave back the money. His most recent address is a 6-bedroom, 8-bathroom mansion in Houston's River Oaks neighborhood, worth an estimated $15 million. Apparently, he also owns a Ferrari. So why the money in the toilet? And here's my thing. Why the money there all those years? Did they forget about it? You know, I mean, people might hide money somewhere, but I mean, if a building gets condemned or there's a fire, I wouldn't put in a wall. I mean, it would be in a safe if you had money. So I find that very, very odd. So obviously there's going to be some concern. And, you know, I'm torn when it comes to charities because I love charities and I, you know, want to be altruistic and I want to help, but I have heard of so much fraud that what I like to donate is a little different. So, for example, that's why I'm really, really big on blood donation, because that is charitable, that helps people, and nobody could take my blood and buy a Ferrari with it or whatever. So I know it's going to somebody. Same thing with food drives or clothing drives. I would rather collect things, give people who are poor the actual clothes, the actual, you know, food. I know a lot of charities say, look, just send the money. We'll go to Walmart and buy it. And when Superstorm Sandy happened, and we had truckloads of stuff from my listeners who collected things. We were told back east they didn't want it, just send money. And I get, because, you know, they were probably worried about anthrax at the time, and they were worried, you know, how do we tell that it's, you know, that the food isn't contaminated and closed. I get that. But the problem is it was in the middle of the Great Recession. People didn't have money. So we had thousands upon thousands of items that could help people who were poor or people affected by Superstorm Sandy, and the charities were like, no, just send money. So, it's one of those things where I think you would get more people to donate if they didn't hear of things like this happen, where bags of cash was stuck in a bathroom wall 7 years after there was a claim that there was money stolen to get insurance money. I mean, was this an insurance scheme? So obviously not good. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is going to rebuild a Florida State Army called the Florida State Guard. I think they had something similarly during World War II. And this Florida State Guard would give support to the Florida National Guard during emergencies such as hurricanes, etc. It would start out as about 200 volunteers, and he says this would give the flexibility and the ability needed to respond to events in our state. He wants $3.5 million to start up the force and train and equip the volunteers. There has been a lot of controversy around this. Some people think he shouldn't be building his own militia. Others think, yeah, you know, if he's being threatened by the government for not doing mandates and not doing vaccines, then you know, his state could be in trouble if he has to wait for the feds to, you know, provide, state of emergency help. So he said this force would have the flexibility and ability needed to respond to events in our state in the most effective way possible without being hindered by federal. It would not be controlled by, it wouldn't be controlled by the federal government, but controlled by him. He said reestablishing the Florida State Guard will allow civilians from all over the state to be trained in the best emergency response techniques and have the ability to mobilize very, very quickly. He said, the best part about this is it would not be, quote, encumbered by the federal government. Now, he faces re-election in 2022 and is seen as a possible nominee for presidency in 2024 if Trump doesn't run. In fact, he's kind of looked upon as probably the next best candidate after Trump in many Republican circles. Now, Congressman Charlie Crist says no governor should have his own hand-picked secret police. Crist is running for the Democratic nomination. State Senator Annette Tadeo is also running for governor, said DeSantis is a wannabe dictator trying to make his move for his own vigilante militia like we've seen in Cuba. So an earlier version of the Florida State Guard was launched in 1941 when the Florida National Guard was deployed to World War II, and it ended when the war did. States do have the power to create their own defense forces. Florida would become the 23rd state to install one. Apparently Texas, California, New York already have one. The governor did, however, pledge further assistance to the Florida National Guard Thursday, including a $100 million funding surge that would establish new armories and a new headquarters for the Guard's counter-drug program. His comments regarding a state military force that the federal government can't control comes after Ray Dalio, a billionaire, predicted there is a 30% chance of a U.S. civil war in the next 10 years because of emotional political polarization. The hedge fund manager cautions that the Constitution will probably save the nation. So, yeah, there has been talk about civil war. We've spoken about that. I mean, I never was involved in politics and watched politics, you know, to the degree I do now, being a journalist, but I just don't remember even, I've been in radio now for about 12 years, almost 13 years, I don't really remember even during the Obama years it being this divisive, this, I mean, and I think the reason why is the government went out of their way to mandate, to lock you down, to, when people were going to jail for trying to work and feed their family, that took on a whole new non-American looking role. When you have a government saying you need to get the shot or you can't, you know, work and get unemployment, again, that's taking a whole different change. And you have people who are for that and you have people who are against it. And it's just like night and day. You know, where's the moderate, the centrist, the, you know, all right, guys, look, we got vaccines. We're encouraging them. We'll even incentivize you for them. But since vaccinated people can still carry the virus, you know, it doesn't make sense that they get to eat in a restaurant and you don't. I mean, let's get some common sense here. But we'll see what happens. But obviously that's a concern. So, you know, if L.A. has, you know, their own additional guard, why do they have so many issues in crime? So LAPD chief says 14 alleged robbers suspected of ransacking businesses between November 18th and November 28th were arrested, but they were bailed out or met no bail criteria. One is a juvenile, and they're back out there. Arrestees have been accused of stealing more than $340,000 worth of goods from LA stores. Chief Moore and Mayor Eric Garcetti called for an end of zero bail policy for suspects who commit violent crimes. Security experts agree organized crime networks are responsible for many of the smash-and-grab retail thefts, low-level crooks getting paid $500 to $1,000. White House Secretary Jen Psaki claimed the coronavirus pandemic was a root cause of the crime. Yeah, everybody keeps saying, well, it's COVID, it's COVID. Okay, you know what? maybe on a generic level, COVID might have been the impetus for a lot of changes that ended up happening, less workforce. Some people will blame COVID for the defunding, among a bunch of other issues. But can we be specific? There are people that just want to steal and take advantage of the situation. So Los Angeles Police Chief Michelle Moore said that most of the accused robbers suspected of ransacking businesses between November 18th and 28th bailed out or met no bail criteria. One is a juvenile, so they're out. They're out and could possibly be doing it again. Garcetti said with the pandemic easing, it's time to make room again in lockups for criminals who commit violent acts and put store employees in danger. So you see how they kind of got around this is, well, if somebody's just shoplifting, that's not dangerous. Well, it is when there's a mob of people and when you see some of the shoplifting being an armed robbery. Somebody had tried to stop one of these a few months ago and the guy pulled a gun on him, aimed it at his head. So if the average worker has no idea if somebody could be armed, I mean, it's scary. So I don't know if you saw that. There was a woman in L.A. She was in a home that had its own gate along the sidewalk. So she was walking her child. She walked into the gate. You saw two people watch her from the street, jump in before the gate closed. And then they robbed her. Now, thank God they didn't shoot her. Thank God they didn't hurt the baby or take the baby. But it is still a very dangerous situation. People are like, well, yeah, but if it's just shoplifting, it's okay. We're not talking about a five-year-old trying to sneak a candy bar into his pocket, which should be addressed and, you know, to stop it from going deeper, obviously. We're talking about people approaching others and robbing them. Whether they're in a store, if they go into a store, not only can they grab merchandise, but they could also take somebody's purse. We're at risk. You have to look at these crimes as crimes. Anyway, the low-level crooks are being paid $500 to $1,000 to steal specific items that get then resold online. These are organized smash and grabs. So syndicates will recruit young people. They'll say, look, all you have to do is break in, grab these things. If you grab them, we pay you $500 to $1,000. So they don't know what to grab. They don't have to worry about reselling. They just do the footwork. Dangerous. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.